Well, I'm going to be talking about basically, here I am putting on the full armor of God. Here I am, it's the biggest game of my life. It's the bottom of the ninth, score is tied up. We have two outs, and I am up to plate. I have my helmet, my batting gloves, and my lucky cleats that never let me down. I am ready to lead my team to victory in the World Series. Or am I? What am I missing? I am really prepared to meet my challenge. I'm missing my bat. Here I am every day. I wake up with the dictation or commitment to serve God in the lost world. What tools do you have to win against the attacks on me to actively win people to service God? Ephesians 6 verses 10 through 20 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with you, your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fiercely as I should. We are in a battle every day. The armor of God helps us in two main ways. It gives us defense and it gives us offense in spreading the gospel. These verses tell us we are in a battle against an enemy we can't see with our eyes. We don't need something besides a bulletproof vest. We need the belt of truth around our waist. The truth of God's word gives us the understanding that we are not alone in this battle. The devil is always tempting us to serve him instead of God. In 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "Be self-control and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Our faith will put out flaming arrows of the devil. In 1 John 5:5, the Bible says, "Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is Son of God." The armor of God will help us teach others to believe and save, and let us be saved. Ephesians 6 verse 15 says, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. When I go out every day, I meet people who don't even know about them, don't even know they're wrong, and they don't even know to go to church. They don't even know to pray for your family so they can have good understanding. And I am God's messenger to tell people the good news of salvation. I tell them about John 3:16, John 3 and verses 16 and 17. Wherever you learn, for God so loved the world that he gives his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Then I can turn to 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. So, here I am again. I have the full armor of God to defend against the temptations from the evil one, and to help me bring others into God's army.